The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I've gotten to the point with these electronic voting machines and all the stuff that's going on in Austin, and I wasn't probably going to vote, but I'm going to still go in to investigate these machines and vote for Michael Perutka coming up. I'm going to vote on Tuesday. I'm going to vote on November 2nd. We're going to try to get his VP running mate up, Chuck Baldwin, who actually writes for PrisonPlanet.com and is just a great guy, a prolific writer for hundreds of big sites, who's his VP running mate. And Michael Perutka is just an amazing individual, and we're so honored to have him. He is the presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, who I agree with their platform 110%. Michael Anthony Perutka, a graduate of Loyola College in Maryland and the University of Baltimore School of Law, is chairman of the Constitution Party of Maryland and a member of the executive director of the Constitution Party National Committee. He and his wife, Diane, live in Millersville, Maryland, with their three children. He's the founder of the Institute on the Constitution, a nationwide program teaching the principles incorporated in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. Michael has, for 18 years, been a partner with his brother, Stephen, in Maryland, law firm of Perutka and Perutka, inspired by his parents, Anthony and Elizabeth Perutka. Michael has called to public service at an early age, providing leadership and support of the right to life, the right to keep and bear arms, and other constitutional causes. Michael resigned from his position with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services when he recognized that none of the programs on which he was working were constitutionally permissible. So he put his money where his mouth was. Michael also serves on the Board of Trustees of the Conservative Caucus Research for Analysis and Education Foundation. And the website is Perutka2004.com. Perutka is spelled P-E-R-O-U-T-K-A and then 2004.com, or link through, of course, at Infowars.com. We have a big link on the site to him. And I know most of our listeners are Constitution Party supporters. And the Libertarian Party, the Constitution Party, I think the Constitution Party, frankly, is better because the Libertarians have, you know, too liberal agenda socially in some cases. Though I do like Michael Bagnarek, a good friend of mine here in Austin, Texas. I'll be voting for Michael Perutka. Michael, great to have you on with us, sir.
Well, thank you, Alex. It is an honor to be on your program and to talk to you. I appreciate your hospitality.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. In a nutshell, tell us about the Constitution Party, how folks can vote for you, how you're building the party, growing incredibly fast, and then what you think the state of the world is right now with the New World Order.
Well, sure. Let me just briefly tell you that we began in 1992 as the U.S. Taxpayers Party. And the founding force of our party really was Mr. Howard Phillips, who had served in the Nixon administration and left as a matter of principle back in the mid-70s and founded something called the Conservative Caucus and has been active in that ever since. And in 92, he helped to found, and as I say, was the founding force of the U.S. Taxpayers Party. In 1999, we changed our name to the Constitution Party to more broadly, or more specifically, I guess you might say, express our mission, which is to return to constitutional government in America. The themes of our campaign, Alex, are God, family, and the Republic. And we say we need to honor God, defend the family, and restore the American Republic. And just briefly, we start with honoring God because this is right where our country began. It's right where our forefathers began, with an acknowledgement that there is a creator God and that our rights come from Him. And the purpose of government is to protect and secure and defend those rights. I mean, this is the American view of law and government. And it's expressed, you know, as I say, succinctly and articulately in our Declaration of Independence. Then we say we need to defend the family, and we say we have to defend the family against those who would actually redefine the family in America, those who would redefine marriage in America, those who would seek to murder the most innocent among us, the unborn in their mother's wombs. And then we say we need to restore the American Constitutional Republic, and you know we hear all the time from both Mr. Bush and Mr. Kerry and Mr. Jennings and Dan Blather and all those other people. We hear all the time that we're a democracy, democracy. We're even trying to establish democracies all over the world. And yet, of course, we are not a democracy. We are a republic. There's a difference. I always tell people, say the Pledge of Allegiance and stop at the 16th word, and to the republic. That's what we are. We recognize a higher moral authority, just as I just explained. We are in our republic. Even if 51% of the people voted that we could murder everybody named Jones, that would be law in a democracy, but of course in a republic it is not. There's a higher moral law to which government and the people must both adhere. So this is what we say, we're the truly American party, because this is the way America was founded. And don't get me wrong, people say sometimes you're trying to turn back the clock. I'm not trying to turn back the clock. We're not trying to return to 17th or 18th century America. What we're trying to do is reestablish those principles upon which America was founded, and to operate our government and operate our culture, actually, in the way that upon these basic principles that our country began. So we are not something revolutionary as much as restorative.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I want to do, is restore the Constitution. We're counter-revolutionaries. And to break this down, at Peruka2004.com, again, Peruka2004.com, and Michael just got off a plane, is going to a speech right now, and he's joining us, working, you know, tirelessly out there. Go to the website. You can see how to get involved, the press room, the campaign themes, the issues, how to contribute, how to contact them, how to, you know, get out the vote. But you know, you mentioned, people say, oh, well, we're trying to turn back the clock. Well, no. The American system is still new and the most revolutionary and the best system. They're going back to the Roman or Babylonian or Egyptian command and control slave system. We're turning into those decadent demons that we've seen in the past. So really, we are the true progressives. Paleo conservatives, we are the revolutionaries that created the revolution that gave us freedom. Now they're trying to actually bring us back, turn back the clock 2,000 years.
Well, you're right, and so what we're talking about is restoring the American Constitutional Republic, which, you know, G.K. Chesterton, you just reminded me of this, Alex, said that America is the only country ever founded on a creed, a system of beliefs. That belief actually is biblically based. It's based on biblical beliefs. But forget what I'm saying is, I'm not talking about the fact so much that it's biblical. This is the American view. This is how we were founded. This is what we need to return to. This is what established the blessings of liberty for America up to this point. So this is what we need to get back to. I would just say that both Mr. Bush and Mr. Kerry stand for a different understanding of what government is. They believe that the purpose of government is not, as I just explained, the American view, to protect and defend God-given rights, but they believe that the purpose of government is to redistribute wealth, to take from A and give to B, and now, of course, they want to do it on an international level, and both men are committed to international trade treaties and international trade organizations. Both of them are New World Order men. Both of them, and I think if you look at the New World Order agenda, you can see that this is where a lot of the issues in the campaign, this is really the umbrella issue, is this globalist agenda, and then you start to see that these other issues kind of all fall under that. The idea that we're going to abort, we're going to kill our young. The idea that we're not going to protect our borders. The idea that we're not going to treat illegal immigration as though it was and is illegal. I kind of had the fun the other day to say we're the only party that says illegal immigration is illegal. But you see that these agendas tie together, because both of these men and their parties are committed to this internationalist view, where they want to subsume us into the New World Order. The attack on the Second Amendment is the same thing. They can't subsume us into the New World Order unless if we're armed. So they have to disarm us first in order to do that.
Well, Michael,
that's the agenda.
Well, Michael, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, we talked about the New World Order and get laughed at, but now the Supreme Court says we follow the UN. Italy says grab the servers from indie media, and under an international treaty, they do it. No free speech. We see all of this happening. We see the police state. Bush saying he would have signed the assault weapons ban. When I was at the Republican National Convention and watched Republicans worshiping Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he's more liberal than Bill Clinton, I mean, that right there, folks, you know, this lesser of two evils, it doesn't fly. We're talking about a fraud here. And look, with George Bush in office, they've been able to get this whole agenda through. I mean, he signed back on to UNESCO. What would you do about the UNESCO treaty that Bush had his wife sign us back onto last year if you got into office? What would you do about the income tax? What would you do about the borders? What would you do about all of this?
Well, let me just go through a little laundry list kind of quickly. First of all, we would get out of the New World Order in every way. We would get out of the United Nations and have the United Nations out of the U.S. The whole panoply of organizations that you just mentioned, including NAFTA, GATT, and this FTAA, all of these things are violative of America's sovereignty. You got foreign bureaucrats making decisions, and they're not accountable to the Congress or to the American people or to the Senate. So we would get out of these organizations. I believe that we do not need an income tax in America. We existed, many people don't even realize, we existed for 120 years without one. We could do so again. The problem is not the collection of revenue. The problem is the unconstitutional spending on unconstitutional programs. So I would look to repeal the 16th Amendment. I know there's a body of argument out there that says we don't have to because it's voluntary anyway, but I'm not addressing that here today. What I'm saying is I would work to repeal the 16th Amendment and abolish the IRS.
What about the 17th, sending the senators back to the states?
Well, the 17th Amendment?
Yeah, well,
I believe that was a mistake. I mean, obviously, that is an amendment to the Constitution, but I believe what it did was to take away the authority of the states and the sovereignty of the states by electing the senators by popular vote. I think it's a drastic mistake for America, and I would work to change that as well. I understand what under the Second Amendment I understand, and the Constitution Party understands what the word "shall not be infringed" means, and we would not, as a matter of fact, that's the most sweeping language I believe in the Constitution. I believe it actually might even give the federal government the authority to make sure that there are no state laws against gun control.
Yeah, it does, because all powers that aren't expressly given to the federal government are to the states and the people. And we look at the 10th Amendment, we don't just have the feds running the states now the international body's running the feds, thus running the states. What would you do about President Bush's New Freedom Initiative to force Soviet-style psychological testing on all Americans?
Well, we would eliminate that. Look, we are so far gone down the road away from the Constitution. You know, and your listeners, I'm sure, know that Article 1, Section 8 lays out the 18 things that the Congress that has the authority to tax and spend your money for. And you know that a federal role in education is not there. This meddling in health insurance is not there. A retirement system is not there. So many things. Neither is the National Endowment for the Arts and about a million other things. So we would return to constitutional government in America. And people say to me all the time, well, you're going to put people out of work, and you're going to cause chaos. Well, sure we're going to put people out of work, because that work is not productive. It's actually counterproductive to America's interest.
Let's break down this paradigm. We always hear that, well, we get free federal money. No, they take a dollar from us, and on average we get 30 cents back with strings attached. You put that in the free market, we get it all back.
You know, I actually had a man ask me yesterday when I was spoke in Mississippi, and he said, well, how are you going to get votes in Mississippi? Because Mississippi people get $1.58 back for every dollar that goes to Washington. I said, well, first of all, I think you're dreaming if you think that really happens. But even if it did happen, all you're saying is that you're stealing from the other states. we have to return to the rule of law in America. And we have to get back to the rules. It doesn't matter whether you go off the cliff, and you've heard this before, it doesn't matter whether you go off the cliff at 80 miles an hour or at a law-abiding 55 miles an hour. If you go off the cliff, the end game is smithereens at the bottom of the cliff. What we need to do is change the direction. And people say, well, isn't this going to cause, aren't there going to be fights about this? Isn't this going to cause, sure it is. This is a fight we need to have. This is a fight that America really needs to have, because we need to straighten this out.
Michael Perutka, the presidential candidate of the Constitution Party, of course, Chuck Baldwin, a great friend of this broadcast, is the vice presidential running mate, getting a lot of attention, doing a great job. And to break this down for people that just joined us, let's use some case point examples. Red Sox win a few nights ago. The police, 25 feet away, shoot a woman in the eye with a hard projectile. She dies. And they're on the news, and I've even heard them saying this, well, this will teach folks, you know, not to misbehave. How would you handle the police being militarized and more being used against the people?
Well, this is, as you know, this is a national disgrace, and it's a tragedy that we have 80,000 or so federal armed police in America. We have natural resources police, for Lord's sake. We have... You know, we are becoming a police state if you could declare that we are already, actually. The mentality of this is because the mentality of the people is that rights come from the government. And this is a socialist, this is a totalitarian understanding. You know, in America, again, we gotta go back to the principles. The people are the people who rule the police, if you will. We are in charge. They're our agents. They're not our rulers. They're our agents. They don't have any power, by the way, that we don't have. How could they have any power as agents, to be armed, for example, if we didn't have that authority? We have to get back to first principle in America, and we need to get rid of all these federal police, and I know you're probably not talking about a federal police situation with respect to that lady. I actually have been on the road, and I don't really know all the details of what happened.
Well, it's just this mentality of, I mean, you just stated it, where they're God, they're above us, we're little idiots, they have to take our rights to keep us safe. The only place we should have federal police is in the Constitution, and that's on the border, and that's the only place they're not.
You're exactly right, and this is something, by the way, that I believe the war in Iraq, I know we're subjects quickly here, but the war in Iraq, I believe, is an example of a war for empire. It's not declared. We didn't declare war there, so the threshold question is it's not constitutional. And
Iraq didn't attack us.
Iraq, there was no yellow cake, there were no weapons of mass destruction, and there was no connection to Al-Qaeda. Now, I'm not saying Saddam Hussein is a great person, but...
But again, our government put him in power.
And our government helped him, and our government helped Osama bin Laden, which, look, we have a situation where we've caused a lot of these problems and caused a lot of these terrorist situations because we have funded and encouraged these things. Even the war on terror is, I believe, Alex, a dangerous construction of language. It's Orwellian, actually, in my view, because what we're saying here is that we're going to declare war and conquer terror. Well, terror is not an enemy. Terror is the tactic of an enemy.
It's this vapor that you can claim exists anywhere you want to oppress.
Right. That's exactly right. And so I believe that language is poor language for us to use, and now it's everywhere. We're all talking about war on terror. I think it's a dangerous way to think.
Well, let's look at another war. The war on drugs. We have triple the heroin, double the cocaine, and the very government that is fighting it has been caught shipping it in, creating the crisis.
Sure. We had a war on drugs, and drugs won. We had a war on poverty, and poverty won. And now we have a war on terror. So
I tell you what, we're gonna break Michael Peruca, the website Peruca2004.com. We'll tell you about that website again when we get back. A link to Infowars.com. Final comments and information from this great presidential candidate when we return on the other side. Then we'll start the third hour, get into all this other news we haven't even gotten to yet, and continue with your phone calls. Peruca for President 04, straight ahead on the other side. And again, don't forget my websites, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and now PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
There is now coming into being a very real chance for a new world order.
As George Bush said in four State of the Unions, that is Bush 41, now Bill Clinton openly has got most of the G8 lined up for him to be the new Secretary General, so we'll have probably him in there in 06 when Annan leaves, and whether it's Bush or Kerry or then in 08 Arnold Schwarzenegger as president, we'll have an American face on the UN to come in and take over our society. It's already happening, so Michael Peruca, it's more important than ever to kick the unpopular UN out of this country, this criminal creation. How would you do that?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't do what Mr. Bush did, which is to pay the unconstitutional tax, which he personally approved. I mean, people say, he fights against the UN. No, he doesn't. He and his daddy are internationalists, and you know, the very first time I ever heard the words New World Order were out of the mouth of his father there.
Well, he increases all the funding for the UN, doubles a lot of the big federal agencies, the most liberal agencies. And then he's hailed as a conservative.
Well, this is not unlike what you have with both major parties. We have these oratorical flourishes back and forth in these joint press conferences that they call debates. But there really is, I'm saying that there really is no difference in principle between these men and these parties. They both stand for the same things, and they both have the same principal understanding of what government is supposed to do. And again, it's to redistribute wealth on an international level is what they're all about. We are something decidedly different. People ask me all the time, Alex, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this, Michael? And I just say, look, nobody is standing up. for the American view of law and government. And somebody needs to. So that's the answer to the question.
Well, regardless, you're growing the size of a good third-party alternative. You're injecting real sense and real issues into the debate all over the country. There's a huge buzz across the spectrum, not just with this radio broadcast with, you know, real conservatives and libertarians, but everywhere for what you're doing. And, I mean, even if folks go and write you in, it sends that message. And if everybody voted morally instead of going, I want to vote with the winner or lesser two evils, we would have a Michael Perutka and a Chuck Baldwin for president and vice president. How do folks get out there and vote for you?
Well, please go to, first of all, we are on the ballot in 37 states, and if you knew how hard ballot access is, because Democrats and Republicans make it that way, obviously, and they want to keep out third parties, and I really say we're a second party because they've merged together. So the ballot access is difficult, but we're on in 37 states. Please go to our website, which is, again, Perutka2004.com. By the way, you can get there by typing in GodFamilyRepublic.com, too. Just type in God Family Republic. Those are our themes. That'll get you right there, GodFamilyRepublic.com. Check out how you can contribute if the spirit moves you to do that. Check out how you can click through to your state and find out who you can contact if you want to be helpful in building the Constitution Party. Please get our DVDs that we've put out. We'll send them to you, and you can use them to show others. We only have 11 days left here, but have a little party in there. Have people in and have coffee and show them our DVD. And
that's my
convince them.
Michael Perutka, I want to be voting for you, and I think you're doing a great job. And regardless, vote for a third party, folks. Get out of this one-party system where it's two cousins who are Skull and Bones. Last question. Big article about how Bush doesn't even really go to church. The guy's a member of Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. He puts out this act about how Christian he is. Now, any comments about how he's trying to peddle himself as this devout Christian?
Well, let me just say, I don't judge Mr. Bush's heart. I don't have the capacity or the authority or to do something like that. I'm not God. I can't judge his heart. But I think what we have to do is look at the fruits of a man's actions. We look at the fruit. When you check out the fruit, you know what the tree is. If the fruit is good, the tree is good. If the fruit is bad, then the tree is rotten. So I just ask people to look at the facts of what he actually stands for and what he actually does. And don't worry about the rhetoric. And by the way, do the same for Michael Perutka. Don't take my word for it. See what the man does. And don't just judge by his rhetoric.
All right. God, Family, Republic, Perutka, and Baldwin for president. I want to thank you for joining us. And God bless you, my friend.
I appreciate it. I'm sorry I had to talk so fast to you jumping in and out of rental cars, but but I appreciate your being on with you and your great helpfulness in getting the truth out to the American people.
Thank you, Michael. We'll be right back.